She is gone.
You told me that I remind you of Greta.
You think I'm insane?
It's been 6 months. Nancy is dead.
We're trapped, aren't we?
Try to keep your balance. Keep going and don't look down.
2, 3.
Mr. Rathbone hasn't left that in 22 years.
We may be spending all of eternity here.
Shut up!
Tonight on the Hardy Boys, Arson and Old Lace.
Every time I see this headline, I can't tell you how it hurts, how futile it feels.
You sound as if you've given up hope.
That's right, Frank. It's been 6 months. Nancy is dead. I know that now. I just couldn't admit it to myself before.
Maybe when the talk show airs. It's syndicated in over 80 markets when your appeal goes out.
Maybe. I can only pray that whoever took her will see the broadcast.
Well, the station is ready to receive any calls, and they've got a direct tie-in with the police department. I don't know of anything else I can do.
It's very nice of you to have made the trip to Los Angeles with me. I'm very grateful for your company.
Do you think you could tell us what happened again?
I don't know what good it would do, Joe. The police and the federal authorities have been over everything 100 times.
They may have missed something.
I wish I believed that. All right. Nancy was working for me. She was doing surveillance on a man named Paul Keller, the president of the Delta Corporation. It was a client of mine who owned some stock in that corporation. Nancy discovered that Keller had embezzled $50,000 from him and two other clients. The police nailed him. He's behind bars. That's it. Nancy and I were having dinner the next night. I was paying the check. She was out in front of the restaurant. Somebody grabbed her, a man. This old Chevy screeched to a halt, and then she was gone.
Carson, I think we could make one last try to find Nancy. We could start by reviewing the evidence, what there is of it, from a fresh perspective.
Well, there's not much here, gentlemen. As far as I'm concerned, you're free to examine it. We've just switched the case over to the inactive file.
You mean this is all you have?
Well, this is anything and everything we thought might be relevant to the case. Here's the wallet that was found on the street where Miss Drew was abducted. Well, here's a notebook, a couple of reports that she must have been working on before the disappearance. But I'm afraid there just isn't anything in this stuff. Our lab in D.C. went over every item with a fine-tooth comb. Fenton Hardy's kids, huh? Say, I hear you've helped your old man solve a few cases.
Well, we've solved a few on our own.
Really? Well, you know, I've known your dad since he was in the New York PD. Fine man.
May I,
No, sure. Look through everything. Just make sure you leave it here when you go. Now, I've got a lot of other cases to attend to, so I'm going to excuse myself. You go right ahead. You feel free. But let me tell you something. She is gone. And if we can't find her, she just doesn't exist anymore. You know what I mean?
What was that? Oh, just some general notes. Here's a design of some kind. Wait a minute, listen to this. I now know that I have only found the tip of the iceberg. It appears that all of it must have something to do with the brother. Well, Keller had a brother, didn't he?
Yeah, but they checked him out. He's a doctor or something. He lives in Minnesota.
He hasn't seen his brother in over 20 years. What have you got?
Well, it's rather light, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Didn't Carson say that the week that Nancy disappeared, they were going to New York? New York was under 8 inches of snow?
Yeah, he did.
Well, who would pack this to go to New York under 8 inches of snow?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe she was packing to go somewhere on a trip before she went on vacation with her father.
I think we should check it out anyway.
Well, seeing as it's the only piece of evidence we have, I think we should check it out.
Well, I guess somebody's got to go see Keller, huh?
Yeah, I'll check out the airlines.
Well, I guess I'm off to prison.
Mr. Keller, I've got to talk to you.
Mr. Keller.
No, Mr. Hardy. I only met this girl once, and I didn't even dislike her. I was cheating people, and she was smart enough to find me out. Now, they do not make you a trustee in this place if you're suspected of being a kidnapper. I was under indictment long before her disappearance.
I'm well aware of it.
Then why are you here?
Because I think there is more.
More what?
I think that Nancy only came across the tip of the iceberg. I think that she may have found more than what you were indicted for.
Well, that's ridiculous.
My client doesn't have to answer any of your questions.
Robert Coleman, Mr. Keller's attorney.
And he's not here for kidnapping.
Good, then he won't mind if I ask him a few more questions.
I mind. Goodbye, Mr. Hardy.
One more thing. Does this mean anything to you?
He has nothing more to say to you.
No, I can see that.
Something to do with
it. I'm sure of it. You should see his face when he saw this.
How did you get this?
Well, I took it out of Nancy's property bag.
Joe, this is government evidence. You're not supposed to... All right, what is it?
I'm not sure yet, but it's something. You should have seen his face when I mean, he didn't want to talk to me at all after he saw this thing. And, well, he tried to kill me. Anyway, I talked to the warden. Apparently he gets these books every week from his father.
So what?
His father's dead. I got the address. They come from somewhere here in L.A. What'd you find out?
Nancy canceled her flight to New York, but there was also a Nora Dawson who was booked on a flight to sunny, warm Southern California the day after Nancy was kidnapped. She never made the flight.
Nora Dawson? Nancy Drew?
You got it.
Okay. The answer must be somewhere here in L.A.
I'm sure of it.
I only ask that whoever you are, if you're watching, if my daughter is still alive, please consider giving her up. returning her to us. We love her very much. Please.
Don't worry, princess. It's only me.
Now, listen, fellas, I'd like to take the time to stop and talk to you, but I've got some pressing matters to look into.
What could be more pressing than a girl's life?
We've got an arsonist running loose in this town. He just torched his seventh building last night. Listen to this. Firebug, Firebug, where can you be, starting your fire so easily? Firebug, Firebug, madman or clown, watch out, L.A. You'll burn to the ground. Now, that is cute, huh?
That's cute. Does the LAPD always call in a federal agency to deal with their arson cases?
They do, when they're up against a phantom and they have no clues and the city is burning down around their ears.
We have a great lead on Nancy Drew.
She's dead, guys. Face it.
But then why hasn't a body been found?
We just spent $1.6 million trying to find Jimmy Hoffa and not a trace. Now, I've got work to do. You talk to me later.
Well, what do you want to do now? I guess we work on it alone.
Where do we start?
What was the return address on those books that were sent by Keller's supposed father?
497 Wilshire Boulevard. Should we tell Dad what we've got?
We'll tell him where we're going. I don't know what we've got yet.
Where are you going, Greta?
It's almost lunchtime. You know we always eat at 2 o'clock.
My name isn't Greta. It's Nancy. Nancy Drew. I'm not a part of your memories. I'm a real person. I'm me. You can't have that. You can't take that away from me. You've tried for 6 months, but I've never been Greta. Do you understand that, Mr. Rathbone? I've never been the person you wanted me to be.
I know, but you'll always be Greta to me.
No! Let me go! Let me go! No!
I don't seem to remember inviting you to my table.
Just an oversight on your part. I'll ignore it this time.
Do you realize, Mr. McCall, how easily I could have you thrown out of this restaurant?
Do you realize how noisy it would be if someone tried?
You don't give up, do you?
Not when I'm involved with a beautiful woman.
Just how long do you think you can keep this up?
Children I give up on.
Keep what up?
I hadn't realized.
I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep trying to get out until you have to let me go.
Aren't we?
Or
my what, father, my dear Greta?
Frankly,
or kill me.
His judgment. I'd have fired you the first day.
And I'm not Greta.
After I say
you know that. That's Greta up there.
How many times do you have to be thanked?
Just once. With feeling.
Look, I really am expecting someone. Just what is it?
How long can you live this fantasy?
You could call me Robert for a start.
She was the most
breathtaking woman I'd ever seen.
I want to know everything you've been doing.
Every move, every gesture was poetry. She was so full of vitality, of life.
She married you, squandered millions of your dollars, and then left you one morning without a note, without one word of goodbye. That's the reality. That's the woman you're mourning over.
How do you know she left?
Everyone knows
what was reported in the newspaper, but does everyone know the truth?
What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Suppose she is here.
No. I really don't know.
Here.
I'm talking about your daughter.
Right now. Right here in this penthouse.
You mean buried here?
Who's to say for sure?
I'm talking about a man named Cesar D'Amaro.
I never believed what I read in the papers.
How did you find out about
him? I haven't picked up a newspaper since
I know a lot about something.
The Hindenburg crash in 1939.
That's 40 years.
So it is, so it is. I can't say I've missed knowing what's happened to the rest of the world. Doesn't seem to have affected my life very much.
What does affect your life? You've cut yourself off from reality. You've buried yourself up here in this little ivory tower.
You think I'm insane.
Not insane. Just, you've lost perspective on the real world.
You really think that that's the way an empire like mine is run? With a warped perspective. Poor old Rathbun. That he is a coot. Sits all day looking at old movies of an old flame while his empire crumbles around him. You really believe that, don't you? Well, let me tell you. I know every account of every company I own to the dollar. I operate them. Right from this suite, have for over 20 years. All I need is a telephone and some loyal employees, but not stupid ones. That's when you first came to my attention. Your dogged pursuit of young Keller. My associates wanted you killed.
I almost wish they'd followed through.
No, you didn't. Because life... life is equally possessed by all of us, and when you lose it, it cannot be replaced. That's why you're not going to try to escape. You're going to accept it.
Accept what?
That you're going to spend the rest of my life here with me.
He took me out every single night.
When I die, you're free to go, unharmed. So you see, it's useless to try to escape.
Who is he? And what does he do?
He buys and sells things. Drugs, artifacts, contraband, people. There's not an ounce of compassion in his entire body. He's totally ruthless. He'll kill you.
I won't have to escape. They'll come for me.
Who? The police, the FBI, your friends, your family. It's been 6 months. They think you're dead. And you are. To them.
He has a dozen armed guards around him at all times. You'll never get into that villa.
If I don't, you may lose a daughter.
I saw her.
What? When?
Last night. At least I think it was her.
You were at the villa?
Watching her. A light came on and enough...
You told me that I remind you of Greta. That's why you love me.
But the moonlight caught her features for a moment.
That's why I dressed you in lace. Old lace. She always wore that. In this...
She looked all right. But it was hard
half light. You are Greta.
Well, I could...
If you love me, that's why you spared my life, then let me go. I'll come and visit you anytime you say. We can talk.
Then what are
you're missing the best part of the film.
Promise me you'll be careful.
I'll be careful. Don't waste those on me. Save them for the right man at the right time.
I have.
Good night, Mrs. Jordan. I'll be seeing you.
I don't believe you will, Mr. McCall.
Any one of these.
Brotherhood.
Does that mean anything to you?
Should it?
What if that's the brother that Nancy mentioned in her notebook? I mean, what if she didn't finish the sentence? What if she meant brotherhood but only got to brother? What if the tip of the iceberg means that the $50,000 Keller embezzled is just small change?
Could go all the way to Rathbone himself.
Right, and Keller's company used to be owned by Rathbone. It's one of the Brotherhood of Companies. Frank. Match almost perfectly.
Weldon Rathbone. You know, he lives in the penthouse.
So I've heard.
Well, I think we should have a talk with him.
Rathbone is involved doesn't mean Nancy's up in this penthouse.
Joe, Nancy is missing. If she's still alive, she has to be someplace that's so isolated and so protected that the police, the government, our own father couldn't find her. Someplace like that penthouse. Rathbone hasn't been out of there in 22 years.
I know, but what would he want with her? I mean, the man's got to be 70 years old.
I don't know. Maybe he lost his daughter. Maybe he's just a lonely old man who wants the company of a beautiful young woman.
Maybe he got tired of her.
Well, that's what we're here to find out.
You know they're not going to let us in, Frank.
Joe, all I want to do is see the layout of the place. I just want to find out how we can get to him. We'll have enough time before they throw us out. This way.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
We're here to see Mr. Rathbone.
Mr. Rathbone never sees anyone. Can I tell him what business it relates to?
Kidnapping. We're investigators in the Nancy Drew kidnapping case. We need to see Mr. Rathbone urgently.
Now, what could that case possibly have to do with him?
We'll speak to him about that.
Mr. Rathbone is a recluse. He hasn't come into contact with people for a number of years. You can speak to Mr. Coleman.
It has to be Rathbone.
I'll talk to Mr. Rathbone about this immediately.
That's out of the question.
We ought to have it cleared up by 4 o'clock. Let's kill this lawyer. Let's go.
We'll come back later.
Floors are burning. The 3rd, 4th, 8th, 12th, and 16th. Looks like the arsonist. They all broke out more or less at the same time, and the 12th floor is completely ablaze.
There will be flying glass. Want to clear this space over here? Clear it back. Get out of the way.
Single file, ladies and gentlemen. Don't run. I repeat, please don't run.
Mr. Chase, manager of the building, Chief Madison.
Been here for 25 years. Used to walk down to the Chambers buildings out at Figueroa on 2nd. You know where that is. Mr. Rathbone owns that one, too. Never had a fire before. Even in the summer of 59, when it got up to 107 degrees. Do you remember that?
Sprinkler system. The sprinkler system.
Doesn't seem to be working.
Swell. What's above the 16th floor?
That's Mr. Rathbone's penthouse.
Now, what's this?
That's a private elevator to the penthouse.
Is the penthouse occupied?
Mr. Rathbone hasn't left that in 22 years.
Well, he's leaving it today. Better get out of here. The whole building is on flame.
No, Greta's still here. We've got to save her.
We've got to save ourselves.
Listen to him, please.
Princess, we may be spending all of eternity here.
Crazy. You really are a crazy old man.
Oh, get out!
You bet I'm going.
Frank!
Come on, the whole floor below's on fire. We may only be able to make one trip in this elevator.
Get out of my way! Don't come any closer.
Mr. Rathbone, you have to come with us. It'll only be a few minutes before this floor goes up.
Oh. The film.
Mr. Rathbone!
Greta, the film!
Mr. Rathbone!
Save it!
Where are the stairs to the roof?
Here, I'll show you.
Ah, it's bolted.
Now what do we do?
The elevator is the only way. It's dead. That was the last trip.
Oh, no.
Well, TV station's had quite a few calls so far. Police are checking them out. So far, they're all cranks. I don't know what makes people like that tick.
What about Helms?
I talked to him. I think he's more interested in that fire.
...for the fires, nor ransom notes to the city. There's an effort to get Weldon Rathbone, the billionaire recluse, out...
What building was that?
He's occupied in the Rathbone...
The Rathbone building.
That's the building Frank and Joe were going to.
Let's go.
Take your company to the west side stairwell and be
please,
sure to secure
please,
to the
12th
floor.
Please, you've got to help me. My little girl is up there. Sally, she was waiting for me in my office.
What office?
A dental office. Everybody had gone and she was waiting for me. And
which is your office?
On the 4th floor.
We just lost the elevators. 3rd floor is under control. The remaining floors are out of control.
Oh, my God.
Pilot, send engine 14 up to the 4th floor. We have a child maybe trapped in a dental office. We'll do everything we can. Now, what about the 16th floor?
It's gone. And if there's anyone in that penthouse above it...
We're going to find out.
I never thought you'd find me. I thought everyone had given up.
I didn't give up.
Frank.
Tell me about it when we get out of here. Rathbone!
He's insane, Frank. He won't listen. We're trapped, aren't we?
Oh, Maria! I gotta get out! Oh,
doors at the end of the hall. It may be clear. Do you hear somebody?
Mommy!
Go on with the rest.
No, Joe, you
can't.
And climbing.
Look, it's easy. Just go hand over hand and try to keep your balance. Keep going and don't look down. Okay, you go first. I'll be right behind you.
If I fall,
I'm gonna be right there with you. Look, we're gonna get out of this.
We don't.
We will. We will. Hand over hand and go slowly. Take your time.
My sons may be in that building.
Well, search the crowd. We've gotten a lot of people out so far.
But not all?
No, not all.
Oh, my God.
Benton, Mr. Drew, what are you two doing here?
My sons may be in that building. They thought they had a lead to Nancy.
Why didn't they contact me?
Because you told them they were on their own.
We better check the crowd. Come on.
Jumped off a diving board, Sally? Okay, well, this is gonna be just like that. Wanna try it with me? You're not scared, are you?
No, not if you're not.
1, 2, 3. Feet on my shoulders.
Oh,
okay now.
Danny, follow me! Follow me! Yeah, Rathbone.
You two get behind that bed over there.
It's over now. It's okay.
I did this. I
I just wanted to get back at him. At Rathbone. I'm sorry.
There they are. Nancy!
Dad!
You guys are all right. You're not hurt.
We're fine.
Thank God.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And I've been fighting fires for 20 years in this city, and I've hated every one of them.
The fires or the years?
Both. And it's moments like that that make it all worthwhile. Come on.
I guess you don't remember her too well, huh?
No, I don't.
The girl you rescued was Greta's daughter. Her career was made and then broken by Rathbone. Last year she died in a sanitarium, penniless.
Her daughter wanted revenge.
She didn't want to kill him. Just wanted to ruin him the way he'd ruined her mother. She wanted his building to burn. And we should have seen the pattern, because every one of the buildings that was set fire to had something to do with Rathbone's Brotherhood of Companies. She destroyed millions.
She almost destroyed a lot of lives.
I'm pretty sure she'd be placed under psychiatric care.
That's where Rathbone should be.
He will be. After he stands trial for kidnapping, embezzlement, larceny, fraud. You really uncovered something, young lady. And you guys, you can really solve cases on your own. The government is grateful. Look, I've got to talk to Fire Chief Madison. We'll talk later.
6 months. This has been my home for 6 months. You were my only hope. And you never gave up, did you?
After all we've been through,
we always knew you were alive.
No. I was her.